It's Friday.
It is Friday, and welcome back. And are you ready for your financial freedom? We all are. And there's lots going on out there that's people trying to get into your pocketbook, but you want to make sure you have a plan. And Mint Financial Strategies can help. They're an independent firm and an accredited investment fiduciary. They always put your best interests first, which is very refreshing. Mint means more than money. It stands for a meaningful relationship, information sharing, a network of smart strategies, and a thoughtful advisor who puts you in control. There's no cookie-cutter plans. Everything is tailored to you. Call Mint Financial Strategies today. That number is 303-285-3080, 303-285-3080. Kurt Gerwitz is in studio with me, and we were talking about Et Voila French Bakery. And basically, Jefferson County is threatening to shut them down because of some zoning thing, which they sounds like that they'd gotten the verbal that everything was okay. A couple of things, though, wanted to mention. That is Rachel texted me, said, I forgot to mention that we are naturalized U.S. citizens now. That is how much we love this country. And then this came in on the text line. Let's see here. No, this, here we go. Thank you. Another listener said, internet purchases for firearms, ammunition, and accessories are also charged the 6.5% tax. So I would really recommend you get down to Spartan Defense and make your purchases there and support the business. I think that would be great. Okay, Kurt Gerwitz, this is another property rights issue. And certainly you can have government coming and knocking on your door and wanting to make you compliant.
Let me see your papers, please.
Yes, right. Or you can have them through taxes and fees, make things more expensive. You have less money in your pocket. And one of those things is property taxes. We have seen such an increase in property taxes because the Gallagher Amendment, the people of Colorado voted to get rid of the Gallagher Amendment. And we had both Democrats and Republicans that were pushing to get rid of Gallagher. In fact, some of the big consultants were getting paid to encourage you to get rid of Gallagher. Our voter's guide, we said, we don't think this is a very good idea. Your property taxes might go up. Well, guess what? They did. But what we're learning is there's this insatiable appetite by different governmental entities for more and more taxes, property taxes, trying to say it's for a good reason. And my next guest, Dana Bush, has recognized that there's something that's happening in Denver regarding a GID, which I had not really been familiar with a GID. And it's a general improvement district, which would the people in that district would agree to tax themselves more for certain things that I think actually should probably have already been paid for out of their taxes that they've already paid. Dana Bush, welcome.
Hi, Kim. I'm really grateful to be on the show today. And I could speak for quite a long time about this. So where would you like me to start?
Okay, let's start first with property taxes. You live in Denver, and you pay a pretty, we don't need to give the amount, but you pay quite a bit in property taxes. And if you want to give your location so people, you know, why don't you set this up for us, Dana? Tell us what you want
sure.
us to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm down in the Cherry Creek North neighborhood where we have tremendous development going on. And we're a very beautiful area. We're blessed with many things. And so we were all quite shocked when we were told that we all wanted this general improvement district. And when I preface it that way, we received in the area, we started receiving some postcards that looked no different than the one from the realtor and the landscaper and the art gallery down the street, requesting us to fill out a survey of wish list items, but never once said on these postcards, never made sure they got to the appropriate people, that anything that you would want on this wish list, you will be paying for through some kind of tax or fee or assessment. That would be managed by the mayor and the city council predominantly. And so this disingenuous way they went about even collecting data. And on top of it, the general improvement district encompasses a very large area. Besides my residential area, it's the shopping mall. It's the undeveloped land that East West Partners now owns. It's all of Cherry Creek East. It's now extending to a triangular area off of Colorado Boulevard and Cherry Creek Drive. And so they're now forcing us into a situation that none of us have asked for. So myself and several other people in our area are starting to raise awareness around this. We have a website, stopthegidinccn.com. But some of the egregious things that have happened is that we recently had a survey, one of these, again, surveys that really wasn't secure. They had to kick out over 200 votes because of, some kind of malicious bot getting in there. And in our neighborhood, it was, again, questions about, do you want beautification? Do you want art? Do you want some lighting? Do you want security? You had to get to the very last question to say that you weren't even interested. Several people didn't even get to the they weren't interested question. But in our residential area, over 65% of the residents said we are not interested. We do not want to pursue this any further. And now they're still pursuing it. They're forcing us into working groups to discuss all these things that they want to then tax us for. We're all just baffled. Like, how do you have those kinds of numbers that say we don't want this, and yet you're pushing us forward, you're putting us into working groups, and you're not listening to the people? And this is just a small percentage of people that even saw the postcard, that even replied to it. The disingenuousness of lying about how big this district is. I'll be quiet for a minute because you may have a question in here.
These surveys and these working groups, my experience on city council, this is the strategy. First of all, the surveys, typically what I've seen is they use taxpayer money to pay for a survey. And the survey leads you to the conclusion that the PBIs want to have accomplished. So government money used to do a survey to then, and then what they do is they say X amount of percent of people that replied to the survey said that they want this. Well, typically, as you mentioned, it's a small percentage. Many times it's people in the know that are pushing the issue that have responded to that survey. Then the working groups that they're talking about, they use something that's called the Delphi method. And once again, it's something that they'll bring people in, and there will be some kind, and you won't even know it, a leader at the table who will, again, be driving the discussion to get to the conclusion that they want, but because they're coming to a consensus on something. Consensus, if we came to consensus, we'd still be paying to the British Crown right now, I think, Dana.
Sure. Well, and what's interesting with these current working groups that they're setting up in what they've identified as these four different areas, they're not even allowing us to do it in person. We're having to do it on Zoom. And we have actually found a location for them where they could do a hybrid meeting. And not only were we told no, but the consultants sent the
consultants.
And this same consultant is setting these up all over our city. Her name is Jamie Gillis. She runs B Centro Consulting. She actually is who ran against Michael Hancock for his final term for the Denver mayoral position. So she has already set one of these up in Ballpark, in Rhino. She's working on the one on Broadway Street. And, it's also this claim that these are services that your city would never pay for. And they keep trying to tell us, Kim, that the dollars that they would be pulling out of our residential area cannot be used anywhere else, not even, they claim, within the GID. So why is it then, if you don't need our dollars and we are so vocal we want to be pulled out, why are you not pulling us out? We feel there's a bigger reason. We have concerns that they could, because they'll lock us into 10 years. We have a feeling that they will maybe try and write a bond against us. or they, you know, we have a lot of city projects going through our area. We've got Denver Moves. We've got a bus route. Is this a way to siphon money? And, oh, by the way, this is going to have this massive expense of managing this whole thing. So how much?
Somebody's going to get paid to do it.
Oh, yes, because they hire someone to run this, and we've been told that we will need to have attorneys, we'll need to have accountants, we'll need to have, I mean, it's so complicated. And initially, the way they were proposing it was a mill levy against your property taxes. I sat down with Jamie and Amanda Sawyer, who's our council person at my house, with another person. I said, so you mean to tell me that if we have we have security under you now, and a security man drives past my house three times a day, no different than the house next to me, that I'm going to pay five times as much for that security man because it's based on my property value for the same service? I said, that is absolutely outrageous.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Dana.
So now,
yeah. Dana, let's go to break. I'm talking with Dana Bush. And regarding this GID, and I'm not giddy about that GID, Dana Bush, at all. Well, yeah, thanks, Kurt Gerwitz. But, boy, we see this assault on businesses, taking more money out of people's pockets. They're going to tax people out of their homes is what's going to happen. But we have these discussions because of our sponsors. Another industry that they're going after provides us with reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant power, and that is the oil, natural gas, and coal industries. And I thank Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show, so that we can continue to shed light on all of these different things that are occurring. And then there is opportunity. In owning property is inherent in the American idea. And if you want to own your own home and you're looking for a home or a new build, or you want to sell your home, reach out to Karen Levine.
Property is surely a right of mankind, as real as liberty, wrote Founding Father John Adams. RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine has been working diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect property rights and home ownership. Karen has navigated the often challenging Colorado metro real estate market for years. Karen Levine is the trusted professional for you to turn to when you are buying or selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment opportunities. Realtor Karen Levine, you want her on your side of the table. Call Karen at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
The Second Amendment was established to ensure that all individuals have the right to resist oppression, stand firm against government overreach, and protect our ability to defend ourselves, our families, and our freedoms. Today, that right is under relentless attack in Colorado. Colorado's premier grassroots Second Amendment organization, the Second Syndicate, is on the front lines, fighting to preserve and protect your constitutional rights. We expose the most pressing threats to the Second Amendment and provide the education, resources, and tools to stay informed, empowered, and prepared. Join the movement. Protect your rights. Visit thesecondsyndicate.com. That's thesecondsyndicate.com, where the second is first.
It's in the middle of summer and our AC just went out.
Hey, don't worry about it. I got a guy.
And the basement flooded and there's the kitchen remodel.
Forget about it. I got a guy.
Honey, it's hard to trust you when you use that voice.
Sorry, I had something in my throat. It's not just any guy. It's Ben's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They bring craftsmanship, common sense, and integrity. Call or text at 303-995-1636, 303-995-1636.
There's so much noise coming at us. Sometimes it is difficult to make sense of it all. How can you sift through the clamor for your attention and get to the truth? The Kim Munson Show is here to help. Kim searches for truth and clarity by examining issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Tune in to The Kim Munson Show each weekday, 6 to 8 a.m., with encores 1 to 2 p.m. and 10 to 11 p.m. on KLZ 560 AM, KLZ 100.7 FM. The KLZ website, the KLZ app, and Alexa. Play KLZ. Shows can also be found at KimMunson.com, Spotify, and iTunes.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
I've got pride.
I definitely have Friday on my mind, but I also have property rights on my mind. And in studio with me is Kurt Gerwitz, Professor Gerwitz. This is something else. But before I get all the greetings done, I didn't do two things, the word of the day. But we can use this big time. Mm-hmm. Sophistry. And it's spelled S-O-P-H-I-S-T-R-Y. Could be plausible, but fallacious argumentation. I think we're hearing some sophistry regarding this issue that Dana Bush is shedding light on regarding GIDs, General Improvement Districts. It could also be the art or process of reasoning and logic. And our quote of the day comes from the Medal of Honor quote book, which you should have on your Freedom Library, in your Freedom Library at home. You can order it by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. The center is located in Pueblo. Then one of the things they do is honor our Medal of Honor recipients, and on Friday, we always will share that quote. And this is from George C. Lang, United States Army Medal of Honor recipient, born 1947, died 2005 for actions taken during the Vietnam War, February 22, 1969. He said this, "May God bless each of us always, and may each of us always strive to be worthy of his blessings." And I love that. Okay, Kurt Gerwitz, let's get right into it. We have Dana Bush on the line. She's talking about a GID, a general improvement district, which probably would be paid for by an additional increase in property taxes. And when the people in Denver look at what they're paying for property taxes, significant amount, and then the city, she's in North Cherry Creek, but when I drive around, there's crime, it's dirty, dangerous. North Cherry Creek's pretty nice, but what's your thoughts on all this, Kirk?
Where's the money go? You know, when I was in my 20s and ideological and trying to thought that my ideas could fix the world, someone said to me, whenever you see a system of injustice, ask yourself who's benefiting from it.
Ah.
And it reminds me of you, one of my favorite quotes from you, Kim, is because I'm so long, you know, not interested in politics, or I get disgusted by how the sausage gets made. Like I get sick to my stomach hearing about what's happening at Voila and what's happening in this GID. And so I check out. That's my defense mechanism, and it's like so I'm not interested in politics. And you would say to me that well, politics is interested in you,
and it is. And I will share this. I've done this before, and this was by Martha Gellhorn. She was an American novelist, writer, and journalist, born 1908, died in 1998. She said, "People often say with pride, 'I'm not interested in politics.' They might as well say, 'I'm not interested in my standard of living, my health, my job, my rights, my freedoms, my future, or any future.' If we mean to keep any control over our world and lives, we must be interested in politics." She nails it. And Dana Bush is a citizen activist and has really shedding light on this. And as you mentioned, the consultants get paid typically pretty healthy sums to be consultants to all this. I don't know the exact amount here with this, but I've seen from a historical standpoint, that's the occasion or the occurrence. But Dana Bush, you and your neighbors are organizing and saying no. We don't need to do this. And you connected such a great dot. The sophistry of them coming in saying to you that, oh, all of the money will stay right here in your district and it won't go anyplace else. And you're like, well, if that's the case, we say we don't want it. So why are you pushing it, right?
Yeah. Well, and part of that, too, is why it shouldn't be necessary for you to lump us into this larger area. Because, and we've said to them, you want to go forward with this GID in this much larger footprint that the whole thing encompasses, that's great. But we should have the right, as a residential area that you have defined, to pull ourselves out. We don't want it. We don't need it. About the only thing we've ever talked about as a neighborhood is security. Country Club hires a private company that does a great job. They manage it. They get to choose the contractor. It's voluntary. Why in a million years would we look at this current government that is a dumpster fire of financial irresponsibility and lawlessness manage any more of our money than they absolutely have to? And so it's crazy. And as a lot of people say, and I think it goes to your word of the day, They have a solution looking for a problem.
But somebody makes money on it. To your point, Kurt Gerwitz, somebody makes money. So you got the problem, the solution. For example, homelessness in Denver. Mm-hmm. John Hickenlooper said, we're going to put more money into these programs and we'll get rid of homelessness. Then Mayor Mike Johnston, Hancock, they've all put more money into the homelessness issue. It's becoming a homelessness industrial complex. People are making a lot of money on it. And you put more money into something, you're going to get more of it. And look at the streets of Denver.
Yeah. Well, and what's outrageous, to an example with that, the GID that was set up around Ballpark, which is the baseball stadium, also created by Jamie Gillis, it took them three times to pass it, and I could go down the whole rabbit hole of who's allowed to vote and all of that kind of stuff. But their entire budget is going towards paying 21 people to work almost 24 hours a day, cleaning up feces, intervening with homeless, calling the police. Now, when you tell me that these GIDs are set up to provide things in your area the city would never provide you, something like that's outrageous. That neighborhood, in my opinion, feels like we, in order for us to salvage our neighborhood and make it livable and safe because of the city's policies and what they're not doing and how they're handling things, we have no choice but to take our own money and hire people to do that and to do the city's job. And it's outrageous. Now, with us, they want to shove things like, oh, you want flower pots on every corner managed by the city. Are you kidding me? In a time like we're in, this is what you're trying to do in our neighborhood? And, yes, so the consultant has already been paid $15,000 out of our city council budget. This next chunk, I'm waiting for that figure. But, you know, we expect when all is said and done that she'll walk away with probably $100,000 just for the process of going through the motions out of city council budget.
Well, and how does the city council get that budget? How does city council, this is the thing people, I don't think, connect. How do they fund, how does the city council fund all this? And people may say, well, I don't own property, so, but you actually will, well, this is another rabbit hole. In a free market, you would be paying for higher property taxes if you're renting, except then you have Mike Johnston and company subsidizing some rents. The developer, most times, and each deal is different, but the developer normally will get market rents for all this stuff that they're building. But there are people that don't pay market rent because of whatever.
Yeah.
And so who is paying that difference between what the renter is paying and the developer is getting? Well, it's the taxpayer. But yes, but the other thing that's unfair is the other renters that are paying full fare. It's almost like an income redistribution. They have to pay full fare. These people don't. But my point is government doesn't create anything. It takes money, either sales tax, property tax, fees, and we have got to get to a point to say no to this, no new debt, no on this data.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And the other thing that has become a very heated issue in our residential area is we have a neighborhood association. We definitely, and they have, and they're crumbling now because they've actually chosen to take a neutral position, although their neutral position has been, is now coming across as in favor of forcing this GID on us, even though their mission statement is all about protecting our neighborhood, standing up to zoning and our member benefits. And so it's absolutely outrageous. In fact, four of us were finally given permission to speak for 20 minutes to our board yesterday about this, and it's just, and quite frankly, we feel that there's two for sure. One woman on that who happens to sit on two of them sit on the steering committee that's been planning this for a long time, well before coming to the neighborhood. Another one sits on the Denver Moves, which is a bus thing coming to our neighborhood, and transportation solutions. And she's a consultant, and she's a former attorney. And so We also have lots of questions about conflict of interest. Amanda Sawyer has told us that she is not running again. So is she looking for a position? Does she want to run this thing, this outrageously large, crazy, convoluted? Because now they're needing to figure out how they might charge us for these little services. You know, is it by lot size now? Is it going to be by square footage? Is it going to be by sidewalk, square footage? And
you're on a corner. If it's a sidewalk, you're really going to get dinged on that. Dana, we need to go to break. Stay on with us. Kurt Gerwitz, I'm going to throw it over to you when we come back, just because I can see the wheels are moving in your brain there as well. These discussions, we have discussions here, my friends, that you are not hearing most other places. And we're independent, and we are standing up for you, the individual, regarding your property rights and your right to be able to live freely, but responsibly, for sure. And I thank our sponsors for making this happen. If you've been injured, reach out to John Bozen and Bozen Law.
You don't have to suffer the consequences of someone else's negligence on your own. The attorneys at Bozen Law have extensive experience handling all types of personal injury and wrongful death claims involving motor vehicle accidents, medical malpractice, defective products, catastrophic injuries, and more. Bozen Law also assists clients with matters related to workers' compensation and Social Security Disability, SSD. Bozen Law takes pride in truly getting to know their clients and genuinely cares about helping you seek the justice you deserve. Call Bozen Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary consultation. That number is 303-999-9999. Call Bozen Law now.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields, so they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
Franktown Firearms, in conjunction with Colorado CQB, will prepare you for real-world defense of your life and property. Imagine you get home and walk through your front door and something seems off. A smell, a noise, a shadow that shouldn't be there. What you do next makes all the difference. Franktown's Shoot House is the only facility of its kind in Colorado where they run live action scenarios using airsoft. Real rooms, real cover, and real training with highly qualified instructors. And their training is available for people of all skill levels, including you. For June and July, when you sign up for a range membership at Franktown, you're automatically enrolled in CQB for free. You'll get discounted firearm classes, concealed handgun training, and more. Classes at CQB fill up quickly, so sign up now while you can. Go to klzradio.com/Franktown and click on the CQB link to learn more. Or just send them a question through the online form. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Yes, it is Friday, and next Saturday, on the 23rd, I will be out at the USMC Memorial for their 48th anniversary celebration. I will be emceeing the event, and David Bray, Marine, I can't remember exactly how to say, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. You're not a retired Marine, but he's not serving active duty. Joe can probably tell me exactly how I refer to that. But David Bray will be performing, and so it'll be a great event. You can buy your tickets by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org, usmcmemorialfoundation.org. We are talking with Dana Bush. She is shedding light on something. And we've been running that spot from Mike Rolick with Ralston Valley Coalition, where he says, when the bulldozers show up, it's too late. So Dana Bush, when the flower pots show up, ostensibly on your corner, it's too late, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just, and again, what is so upsetting in particular in our neighborhood, although I can tell you the individuals in these other blocks are just as outraged. We just happen to have a very strong coalition of individuals fighting this. But what is it about no that you don't understand? What is it about over 65% of us say we're not interested? And when we mean we're not interested, there's nothing to talk about. Why would we waste more money, more time, more resources doing focus groups to have a conversation around things we don't want to have the city manage, we don't want to have a conversation about? And this is, you know, what you talked about in kind of this disingenuous way of surveying people, this disingenuous way of these groups, because they will want to then take any little morsel they have as justification. They've already done it. And so so when you feel not heard, and the other thing that's happening in the neighborhood, because there's a lot of people that don't even know this is happening, and then there are people who have heard these survey results, and they think the thing is over, which makes sense. Their thought is, they can do simple math. Over 65% of people don't want this, so it should be done. And that's one of the rumors that's going around that we're now having to navigate. It's like, this isn't done. Yes, it should be done. And you should be asking why. Why is it still moving forward, which is the bigger agenda? I quite frankly think that this is in part a way to navigate the financial destruction that's going on in Denver. It's a way to increase control of government. And I think that they would like to form one of these so they're butt-to-butt over the whole city. And then what can happen is then you get in this, you know, she gave an example in the business district, because there's also bids, which are purely commercial. There's the business district in Cherry Creek has had one forever. They now are taking over some things that the city's responsible for doing. For example, bagging parking meters. You know, we can't afford to not have as much parking as available for people who are coming to the Cherry Creek shopping area on the weekends. But the city will bag on a Friday for work being done on a Monday. So now the business district, out of their own budget, is taking on that responsibility. So I see this as a slippery slope that once you get stuck in one of these, then it pushes that issue. Oh, well, you know what? You don't like how we do it. You can do it. You can pay for it. And you know, once they lock us in, then they can project roughly how much money is going to be had. And then, again, do they write a bond issue against us? Do they pull us into one of these city working projects? One of our core group members, Wayne New, he's very loved and respected in our neighborhood. He was our city council person for, I think, 6 years. He was head of our neighborhood association for 8. And, you know, so he knows some of the inside baseball around all of these things. And, you know, the whole thing is very disconcerting. And, again, we look at what's going on economically around the country, but in our state. Every time I turn around, we are in the wrong direction when it comes to anything financial. And so now you want, at this time, out of any time, to force this kind of thing on us, especially for things that are just outrageously ridiculous. Like, we would much rather our city council person, Amanda Sawyer, take that money and do something of value for our area in it, especially with how tragic Denver is when it comes to nearly everything these days.
Well, but Dana, we're about out of time, but you and I talked about your property tax bill. This would make your property tax bill go up. I don't think that we should have Amanda Sawyer take any more of your money. I think you should keep your own money. If you want to put a flower pot out in front of your house, you should be able to do that. But that is not the proper role of government. Kurt, I want to give you a minute, and then we'll let Dana have a minute to button up.
Well, the road to heck is full of good intentions. So there has to be, you know, like, you know, what I see is that seed of goodness that they're using to, you know, that's wrapped in the, it's actually a poison pill, because, you know, they call it a general improvement district. Who doesn't want general improvement, right? And if it didn't have some good, it would have no chance. If you came in and just said, I'm a Disney villain and I'm, you know, wearing a black hat, everybody would absolutely, it'd be so easy to oppose it. And so they control the narrative, and they use language to do so. And, You know, it's I'm amazed at how Dana, you can that you have the time to do this. Like you're just playing.
She doesn't.
Yeah, no one has the time for this. You're just playing defense against people who are trying to line their own pockets or get. The narrative I heard was someone's trying to get themselves the next job.
So Dana, and controlling the language, that's what these working groups are. That's what the surveys do. How would you like to button this up? We've got about 30 seconds. On a website. Be sure and give that.
Yes. Stop the GID in CCN.com. We have an article in the Glendale Chronicle, one in the Denver Gazette, and we were featured on Channel 4 News. And all those links can be found on our website. But what I'm encouraging people is if you don't want to lose your rights and your freedoms in your area, you need to wake up and you need to start doing something. And yes, do I have time to do this? No, but the alternative is the destruction of my community and the destruction of our country. And so there is a way for everyone to get involved in something that you're passionate about, save our communities and save our country. And so that's what I'm doing here today. And I appreciate this opportunity.
Dana Bush, thank you. In the spirit of our founding, thank you. And our quote, so appropriate, says, this is Robert Louis Stevenson. He said, everyday courage has few witnesses, but yours is no less noble because no drum beats for you and no crowd shout your name. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.